For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
A split, and it ensures that the Warriors will head back to Houston at some point. All right, we got him. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Moses Moody joining us on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, Moses? How you doing, man?
All good. Hey, what's going on?
We're all just back in the Bay. Watched Sunday's game. Everybody's real excited. And let me ask you this to start. Now, I know you've played in the postseason before, but this is the biggest role you've had in the postseason. How much different? They always talk about the playoffs being different. How much different was the game on Sunday against the Rockets than the 5 regular season games against the Rockets? Or do you think that's overblown?
The playoffs is definitely different than the regular season. Just the fan engagement, the pressure on the game, the preparation for the game. It's a lot more that goes into it. So, but that's my favorite thing about it, you know, because a lot of times the high stress situation and bring the best out of you, bring the most out of you. So that's one of my favorite parts about it. But just the situation that we've been in for the last month as a team, trying to get wins, make the playoffs, and get the positioning that we want, it felt like we've been in the playoffs for a while now.
Right.
Moses, take me through this stretch of the game. So you come in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes and 49 seconds left. You come in for GP2. And the game is still within the balance. Houston has made their run after you guys build that large lead. But you hit two very important shots down the stretch of that game. The fading 14-footer, the corner and the three. When you're getting ready to check in for what is, you know, your final stretch of the game, the Warriors, your team's final push, what's your mentality? And just take us through kind of what it was like to be able to go through that and make those huge shots.
It's just basketball at the end of the day, you know, as high pressure as we make it, it's important as it seems. It's just basketball. I've hit that shot 1,000 times before working on it. So just checking in and doing what I do. But then at the end of the game, too, it's a good part because you can rest after the buzzer goes off. So it's like a full sprint. No need to conserve any energy. Every rebound, every loose ball, every possession, you can max out your effort.
I can't remember exactly when you came out of the game before you went back in, but I'm curious to know, did you know you were going to go back in that game, or is it something where you're sitting on the bench, you're ready, and Steve goes, Moses, go get in there?
You know, the rotations are set before the game, but, you know, you never really know 100% anything out there on the court, so you just got to be prepared for anything. But, yeah, I thought I was, so, but you're never sure.
I mean, there are games you finished, there are some you haven't. I mean, do you just assume going into every game that you got to be ready to finish? I would assume that's just basic.
Yeah, that's my mindset. Just really, so I can be ready to play every time. I never caught off guard.
Yeah. No, Moses, one thing unique kind of about this matchup is you guys played each other very closely to the end of the regular season. And obviously a couple Sundays ago, didn't go your way. game one of this series did. Did you guys learn anything or take anything away from that last time you saw Houston? I know it was amidst a really condensed stretch of basketball for you, but did you take anything away from that game? The first time you played them with Jimmy and now into the playoffs that you think helped maybe give you guys an edge in game one?
Yeah, well, we actually played them in Houston with Jimmy right after the trade. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We got that one. They play hard. They play aggressive, just not being caught off guard by their intensity and how they crash the board. So being ready to fight back and be ready for a dogfight.
Moses Moody joining us on 95.7 The Game. Warriors play the Houston Rockets game two tomorrow. Let me ask you this. I always like to know if some of the stuff that we think is actually what's happening. And it feels to me like your defense over the course of the season has taken a step up. It feels like you are a better defender now than you were 2, 3, 4 months ago. Would you agree with that? And if so, what's been the difference for you to take that to the next level?
Yeah, I would agree with it. I think just technique has been a big difference. I realized that a lot of times, like my stance would be too wide, so it's harder to move laterally that way. Rather, with a more narrow stance, and you can push off in each direction. So that's been a really big difference for me. And then getting into the ball and taking away the offense's rhythm, so they can't dance into what they want to get into. You can dictate what they do.
So there's a way you can actually improve your lateral quickness by your stance, defensive stance.
Yeah, that's it. Just been more narrow stance and too wide, because if your feet are too wide, you don't have any room to step. But with a narrower stance, you can move laterally better, and I think that was a big difference for me.
Interesting.
Is that something that you found individually, or is that something you've worked on with Jerry Stackhouse, who we know is as an assistant coach now, sort of been able to help you guys defensively? Who I guess sort of initiated that, where you've been able to make that step?
Yeah, Steph. Stack did talk about it. He said it a couple of times, but also the training staff within Anthony D'Armiento, Kyle, Rick, like that. It's stuff that they've been saying for a while, but just didn't click, and I didn't understand what they meant. So once I understood it, I was able to apply it. It was the difference, I think.
Moses Moody joining us on 95.7 The Game. When you guys got Jimmy Butler, obviously everything changed. What did you have to make any singular adjustments to his game? I mean, I know the team as a whole incorporated him in extremely well. Did your game change a hair or more when he got here? Did you maybe get a little more introspective about how he was going to work with you? Did it change your, maybe not approach, but the way you played?
Definitely. I think that was the case for everybody. You know, we had that he's a big presence on both sides of the ball. So you kind of just got to shape around that and see the best way that the offense flows with that, with him on the floor. I definitely think he caused changes.
When you're looking at what happened in game one, obviously you guys got the win. We're talking about, you know, adjustments here on this show and things that teams can do to try and get game two.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not asking you to reveal the game plan or kind of go through what you guys have been discussing internally, but you know, did you guys feel like game one was one that you controlled and sort of is the approach the same going into game two, or would you say it's a little different?
Yeah, I think it is a similar approach. I think we can score better than them in the half court. Definitely, they bring a lot of pressure. So as long as we can control the ball, limit turnovers, then that'll really help. Just because when it comes down to it, I think we're a better team. So the more that we can use that and not let them just play fast and get out of it, then I think it'll be better for us.
Moses Moody joining us on 95.7 The Game. One of the things the Rockets did on Sunday, Moses, was they went with Adams and Şengün together for a little bit. And, you know, over the years, the Warriors have faced big front lines and they're typically undersized. When a team goes to two big men like that, does it change any of your defensive philosophy or any of your defensive rules?
Yeah, something you got to adjust to depends on the defense they're in. Sometimes they might go in zone with that situation, so that obviously changes the offense. But it also, the matchups are different. You know, now it's the big guard, a different person, so that might be who you want to bring into action. It's just a different look.
Moses, defensively, it felt like you guys were kind of shifting between a lot of different coverages, you know, whether it's box and one, obviously playing man. You know, how much focus and attention to detail does that demand from you, especially as someone who's primarily picking up, you know, kind of the trigger man to it all offensively for the other team? You know, how much attention to detail are you guys paying, and how much work is done before the game, whether it's in the film room or in shoot around, from that point of view?
Yeah, it is a lot to pay attention to. It's a lot to remember and focus on, but at the end of the day, you can't overcomplicate things and confuse yourself and forget that it's basketball at the end of the day. So coverage break down, no matter what the situation is. Keep your man from scoring. Help keep your teammates from scoring. It's as simple as you can make it. So it's definitely complicated trying to remember everything, but you should simplify it as much as you can.
Is it accurate to say that in that second half over a stretch of period that you switch defenses a bunch, maybe every possession or every other possession, something like that, or you were playing the same defense only disguising it kind of?
We do different things, different looks. You know, I don't want to give too much into the game plan.
but you switch. I mean, you changed a lot, possession to possession. I can say it for you.
Yeah, we did different things. There, you know, different looks throughout the game.
I got you.
I don't know necessarily how frequently it was, but
hey,
hey, do you ever get sick of watching Steph Curry make the kind of shots that he made? I mean, He was the shot he made from the corner on Green. I mean, do you guys, when you get into the locker room, do you talk about some of those shots and how absolutely crazy they are?
It's sad to say, it's really become kind of normal around here to see it so much. And it's still amazing. The same thing I've been watching since I was in middle school. But, in the heat of the game, in the midst of it, you're just happy you win those games, and then you can unpack it a little bit later.
Gotcha.
What's been the key for you, Moses, to maintain the sort of confidence that I thought you displayed in game one, where the shots aren't going down for you? You hadn't hit one until those last two, arguably the biggest shots, perhaps, you know, at that point in the game of the game. How do you stay ready and sort of keep yourself present while knowing that, you know, it hasn't been going your way offensively, but you still need to hit those very important shots?
I think in game one, I didn't get a lot of shots early on, so it wasn't the shots wasn't falling. I just, a lot of opportunities wasn't necessarily there as much. But, with that being the case, then a shot is a shot. You know, it's no difference between feeling like shots are falling, that's emotional, if you feel like shots are falling or not, but. I didn't feel like they weren't.
Moses, let me ask you this. You obviously won game one on the road, and now you play game two tomorrow. These feel like the hardest games for a team like you guys to win after you got one already. How do you stay basically as urgent as you played on Sunday, even though it's a game two and even though you have a 1-0 cushion?
I think it's, understanding the moment and not being a front runner, not feeling like you won the playoffs just because you won the first game. And then when you lose a game, not feeling like you lost the playoffs because you lost one game. But it's going to be a dogfight. Every game means a lot. Their back is against the wall. They feel like they got to come out and get a hard-fought win. So I think
What's going on back there? Who's using the foul language?
I'm messing with my teammates.
we know who it was. We recognize the voice. Yeah.
Moses, you know, look, obviously this is the most important time of the year. You've been in the playoffs before. You've been a part of a championship run before. You know, how much do Curry and Draymond, and now with the addition of someone like Jimmy Butler, just give you guys the confidence that in the moments that matter, that you guys have an advantage? You know, you said earlier that you feel like you're the better team. Is it because of the leadership of those three players and the level of basketball that you've been able to display really over the last couple of months since Butler's gotten here?
Yeah, I think that's the team that we have, the team that we are. That's what gives me the confidence to say that. It's the team that I've seen us beat in tough situations and tough games.
Hey, Moses, thank you so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow, and hopefully we'll catch up with you in the future.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
All right, that's Moses Moody, Golden State Warrior.
What do you think goes behind him?
I don't know.
It seems like there's a lot of energy emanating from...
He got a little distracted late.
The Warriors
locker
room.
Don't do that tomorrow, Moses.
Well, he didn't do it in game one. No, he said it wasn't that the shots weren't falling, just didn't get a lot of looks. I mean, he really is. I know that he's, you know, 22, 23, but in many ways, he's kind of their most even-keeled player. I mean, seriously, like, Curry can be demonstrative. Butler... Now that we're seeing him in playoff positions, he's screaming, and Draymond is who Draymond is. Pods is even kind of a, you know, an expressive player. Like, Moody's the guy that I kind of look to the most to keep the most even-keeled demeanor.
Yeah, I think when he came out of Arkansas after playing 1 year, he had something, a maturity about him that was noticeable from most players his age. And then it's now I look back and say, well, it's a good thing, because over the 4 years that he's been here, he's had his ups, he's had his downs, he's had his ins, he's had his outs. He's had his moments where maybe he should have been playing a little bit more. And I mean, I don't think he's where he is right now without the maturity that he had even before he got here. And that's not easy for a lot of players. And I remember when he came out, you know, he was a big boy at Arkansas and he played a lot of minutes, and he came to the NBA and he wasn't playing. And he was like, that's fine. I want to be playing in the best league, and I want to figure out where I'm at and how to play on this team. And he never regretted coming out after 1 year, even though the first year or two, you know, he didn't play a lot.
I mean, he's exhibit A of a player that's developed the work you don't see behind the scenes. Like, just because you're not playing, just because we don't get to see your improvements night to night, because let's face it, there are guys in front of you. At first it was, you know, maybe it was Wiggins, and then it was other guys coming in before him that Kerr felt like he could win with after they won a championship. Moses had to do a lot of stuff that we did not see. And I thought it was interesting him talking to him about, you know, like the defensive stance and some of the things that he's noticed and ways that he can improve without actually having to play. Like, the application is now, and it's really fun seeing his work come full circle.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Just talk to Moses Moody. You want to jump in and talk about what a mature young guy he is? Anything in the interview strike you? But we'll be talking more about game two on the other side. And the Golden State Warriors look to go up 2-0 against the Houston Rockets tomorrow night, 6:30, all right here on 95.7. The game, what's coming up on the game, is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.